4, strap it down. 3, flip it over. 2, calibrating for fun. Blast off! Welcome to the Dan Fogler 40 Experience Podcast. Get ready.
We've got the bracket, and that's what's up next if we want to talk about some Oscar films. You know, before you hopped on when we were pre-gaming, Coop had a funny idea. What would have happened in these incredibly serious masterpieces if there was a whole bunch of weed in the plot?
I like it.
Probably a lot less conflict, so like maybe it wouldn't be as great, but also it might be funnier.
We'll find out.
So welcome to the Oscar bracket on pot. What are we doing? The stoned Oscar bracket?
Right. That's basically it.
The Brosker snackle bracket. Bronson tackle bracket. How about the guy's name? What the hell is it?
Wait, let me turn this off for a second. Buddy Bracket Steel.
Buck Bentley. Right? Yeah, Buck Bentley.
Buck Bentley Steel.
Buck Bentley
Steel.
He's
really happy. He's really happy he named himself.
He's in the chat. He's just having a blast that we're having fun with his name right now.
Such a great name.
He could be a prize fighter. He could be an MMA guy. Like, he could be anything with that name.
I'll believe it immediately with that name.
I'm going to make up a song about him. I'm going to make up a song about Buck Bentley Steele. Buck Bentley Steele. He was the fastest draw you've ever seen. He can ride a horse and swing a tree and punch through steel. That's why his last name is Buck Bentley Steel. Hey, Buck Bentley Steel. Buck Bentley Steel. Steal yourself some steel and get some Buck Bentley Steel.
Buck Bentley in the 24th and a half century. It sounds like Duck Dodgers, right? The old Daffy the cartoon. Buck Bentley, Duck Dodgers kind of goes.
Wait.
Yeah.
I can believe he would swing a gun like a six shooter perfectly, where he shoots people but doesn't hurt them. And then totally we also have and we'd also have a cereal. Eat Buck Bentley Steel cereal. Like, it'd be.
It's the little shovels, little marshmallow shovels.
Yeah, shovel your morning with awesomeness.
Okay, I'm sorry, Buck. Steel. Okay, let's get through this.
All right. Yes. Oscar bracket time. All right, so we ranked these, got to the fans. It's so funny because you'll notice a theme for a lot of these films that get the best picture, especially when they tackle some of the tough subjects and things like that. So we've got number one, No Country for Old Men, going up against number 16, Green Book. In circles where I've seen, Green Book gets kind of panned a little bit. As maybe not so much should have been a best picture. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I didn't see that one. I didn't. I didn't see that one. Yeah, that's
Vigo and Mahershala Ali.
I mean, I love Vigo. I love those two actors. Vigo and I have the same birthday, which is awesome. I didn't see Green Book. It got like it was like a kind of political thing or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I've seen No Country for Old Men. I love the Coen brothers, so it can't really compete with me. The Lone Country for Old Men is amazing. I think Javier Bardem is one of the best, creepiest bad guys ever. And I think that were we saying what it would be like if he was on pot or they were the movie was on pot? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Okay. So let's say the hunter discovers the thing going wrong, and then you know there's a whole bunch of pot, and he decides to get baked.
I think if Javier Bardem was even was on anything even more so, like he looked like he was already on like lewds.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him? Was like. Like in fucking slow motion, it would be crazy.
I'm becoming completely disconnected.
It'd be awesome. Okay, so, what if he had a joint in his mouth while he's. God damn.
So I'm like Dan, where I haven't seen Green Book, but I'm gonna, you know, I get. Everyone always asks me why, and I always have to explain it. But I'm not a fan of the Coen brothers.
Ooh.
I recognize how great their films are and how good the movies are, but there's something I just never quite connect with. And I always, and maybe that's a good thing. I mean, like, I'm definitely affected by them, but I've just never, like, any of their movies, I'm trying to think of. Not all of them, but just a lot of them. I feel like this disconnect with them where I'm like, I don't know. And it's, I don't know what it is. I'm sorry I said it, but I had to say it. So I'm going to go with Green Book, even though I haven't seen it.
All right. Just, Kay?
Dan, don't give me that look, Dan.
Do you have a thought there?
What look? I'm not mad at you.
Okay, you better not be.
I'm going to do Kendall Cassie Foldman because I've seen neither, and my roommate is my my influence here. She said, yeah, Green Book was controversial as well, something along those lines. So,
are you siding with it or are you going with No Country?
No Country.
No Country. All right. No Country is going to move on. Our next matchup, 12 Years a Slave versus Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, I never saw Slumdog.
Really? I really like that one.
So that's that's the Dev Patel film. He's grows up from in poverty and then ends up on basically the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire kind of a thing.
No, I know.
I'm gonna go with that one. I'm Slumdog.
Yeah, I saw 12 Years a Slave though. I thought that was pretty. Just that, even that last scene where he walks in and he starts. It's funny. He starts weeping, with his family. He's come home, and that was such a touching scene. You know, they figure out, oh my God, this is his dad, and they're all like fucking in their 20s, the kids. That hit me like a rock in my eye and knocked me out to the floor. I have to choose that movie. It's hard to say what would that be like on weed. I think that last scene would have been a lot easier for them to.
Yeah, these movies are.
He came in at the end there. He's like, I know I've been gone for a long time, but I got a shitload of weed. And then the family just starts crying. They're like, I love you. That's would have been cool.
Coop, you have a choice between these two?
I haven't seen either. I always come for the brackets. But just based off of what Kay and Dan said, I'm gonna have to go with 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave. Sorry, I didn't see Slumdog Millionaire, but 12 Years a Slave is that movie. I was like weeping throughout.
It was really powerful. I definitely think, that's a good one to move on. So next we have Shape of Water against Million Dollar Baby. This is a 5 versus a 12 seed. Shape of Water, or basically the Abe Sapien love story against Million Dollar Baby.
I like that Shape of
the Abe Sapien. Sorry, Kay, what'd you say, Kay? I didn't hear you.
No, the Shape of Water. I was like, I liked that shit. It was fucking interesting and it was weird. Yeah. So
But it was like a Hellboy story. It was like a side.
I'm just gonna go with that one just for the pure oddity of it, but Shape of Water got me.
I also love her because from Happy Go Lucky, I love her from that. Mm-hmm. What were you saying, Coop?
I just really liked Million Dollar Baby.
You know what? I have to say Million Dollar Baby because my buddy Jay Baruchel was in that. He plays the punch drunk. Featherweight. So I gotta say Million Dollar Baby.
All right, Million Dollar Baby. That's is such moving a on. Weird
pairing.
It is. It's a very odd one.
Yeah.
Hey, Guillermo Bernie, versus, when we get to Eastwood.
Hey Bernie, mm-hmm. When we get to the end of this, we should have the audience do like the tiebreaker or whatever.
Will do. And I'm monitoring in case anything starts getting close. Whenever I hear like the first two people go to one side, I'm taking a look to see what everyone says. Everyone really agrees on Million Dollar Baby, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
So very cool there.
Cool.
Next up, we have Moonlight versus The Artist. I will say, while these are great movies, all of these are great movies, something about The Artist struck me as like it was like trying too hard to appeal to auteur cinema. Like someone was upset where Hollywood was going at the time. It was like, I'm going to do like an old school auteur cinema and win myself an Oscar. I don't know. I did not love The Artist, but Moonlight was fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. I really liked Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Something about The Artist struck.
Yeah, Moonlight was like, so lovely, but how like it's so hard like to put the, to... these two up against each other because the artist was is like on the totally other side of the spectrum from each other. The artist is so stylized and very strange to put these up against each other for me. And are we throwing away the whole pot theme? Or we're not doing that anymore?
These movies are so intense. Like it probably helped, but like on a more darker thing.
If the artist had some pot, his relationship might not have been so terrible.
That's what I'm saying. All the drama would be like non-existent. Right.
But that's a sign of a good movie, though. If the characters, you know, so in their way that even a bag of weed won't change the situation, says something. So that's how you know it should be in the Oscar bracket, maybe. Will the characters do exactly the same thing baked out of their mind?
Yeah,
exactly. And the answer is yes. Then
I'd like to see the artist do that dance at the end, just fucking wasted. But I gotta go with Moonlight because it's just it's such an exquisite, lovely movie.
And the chat would agree. Moonlight is getting the nod in the chat. So Moonlight is moving on. Now we end up on the other side of the bracket with a 2 versus 15. My favorite film in this bracket is Birdman, the number 2 ranked, against Crash.
Oh, fuck, man. There's no competition here. I love Michael Keaton so much. He's like one of my favorite actors. And next to Jack Nicholson, so you can imagine what one of my favorite movies is. But Birdman, all the way, fucking Birdman. I love that movie.
Yeah, Birdman.
Birdman.
Absolutely, Birdman.
I forgot Crash would be. Did anyone go for Crash?
No. And I'm looking at the chat right now, and it's definitely Birdman.
That's correct, everyone. That is correct. Dear. God, I forgot that was a movie.
next up, we have Argo against Spotlight. This is number 7th ranked Argo against number 10 Spotlight.
Argo, fuck yourself. I haven't seen Spotlight.
The best line, Argo, fuck yourself.
And fucking, I haven't seen Spotlight. What is that again? What is that?
I haven't seen Spotlight either.
So Spotlight was 2015's movie of the year, and it was the scandal of child molestation cover up in the Catholic archdiocese. It was
that's right, yeah,
Ruffalo,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right? Ruffalo,
yeah. And Keaton's in that.
Was Keaton in that? Oh, I only I only remember Ruffalo's performance for some reason.
Rachel McAdam, Liv Schreiber.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Tooch is in that one,
Tucci. I love Alan Arkin so much in Argo.
Goodman is fantastic too. We hadn't seen him, I don't think, in a minute before Argo, and it was like, oh god.
Yeah, I gotta go with Argo.
I'm going with Argo. Carrie Bichet and Scoot McNairy from *Halt and Catch Fire* in that.
Yup. Okay, you're with Argo.
Clean sweep.
Argo, fuck yourself, is moving on. Then these two could not be more different. We have Parasite, very, very well lauded film, against Hurt Locker. Can you imagine if the wacko bomb squad leader guy in Hurt Locker, we just gave him a couple of bomb loads and he chilled the F out?
Seriously. That is a very positive influence of ganja on all of these things. That's what we've been saying. That. You sprinkle a little ganja on these things and it makes it a little bit better.
100%.
Yeah. I think if that family in Parasite had a nice bag of ganja with them, they maybe would have just chilled in the basement a little longer. Let me think. both of these movies are very jarring in their own way. The Hurt Locker, the scene, the most surreal scene is his most surreal scene, where he's looking at all the cereals in the cereal aisle and he's back from war and you're just like, what's gonna happen? What's he gonna do? He can't possibly stay here any longer. And Parasite is the same way in like so many different ways, when the father figure at the end like is just like, he gets told that he smells bad for the last time. You know, it's like, you know, that whole thing with the, where the guy who is like the other father who is the guy with the money,
right? Right.
Always, yeah. Always keeps on saying like that, just to his face, that he smells bad.
He smells bad. Yeah.
Yes, and then you see like him say, he's like I can't hear that about myself anymore, and then he fucking snaps. Fuck, man. How can I can't choose between these. I have to say, I'm going to say Parasite because it was most recent, and it's in my, it's jarring more recently.
Parasite.
Right. Yeah, Parasite was such, I mean, I really did like both movies, but Parasite for sure sticks in such an odd way. I don't know, right? It points out something. Yeah. Parasite
is moving along. Let's see the. Oh wow, the chat is going crazy. There's some European Mads fans that are typing in other languages. I can't
read. You're like, where the fuck is Mads?
Yes, that's funny.
We're warming you up, guys.
The last first round. This is Dan. I know you love yourself some Scorsese, so you got Departed against The King's Speech.
Yeah.
Also incredibly different, like Firth and all that, and a very different type of everything, you know, versus, you know, the gangsta, the Departed.
Pretty sure Nicholson was baked during that.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Already there. That scene where he takes out the hand and just starts playing with it. You fucking rat. Just a severed hand. Smells like a severed hand. So it's like when he's fuck, I love Nicholson. He's my favorite. So Departed. How can you go up against the fucking? Can't go up against Nicholson.
I will also say Pardon.
All right.
King Speech.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, oh, yeah. I said the Departed.
Dan,
immediately.
What is your favorite, sure, Nicholson role?
Favorite Nicholson role. Is Cuckoo's Nest. I mean, the fucking Joker is incredible. I'm missing something, but those are the ones.
I'm blanking on the name, but it's him, and is it
Terms of Endearment?
The one where he's like bipolar or whatnot.
As good as it gets.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, he's fantastic in that.
Yes, he is. He does a lot of good sunglasses work in that.
All right, we are into the Elite Eight, where we have No Country from Old Men against 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, Chinatown too, man. Fucking Chinatown. You got to be. You gotta see that.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, where were we down?
No Country versus 12 Years. No Country versus Old Men, 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, I mean, 12 Years a Slave for me. Again, wow. Same reason.
Right there.
Wow. 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years.
I gotta go No Country for Old Men. I've seen that movie way too many times, and I love that movie.
All right, Kay, you're the tiebreaker right now.
I'm going to say
The YouTube chat is telling us No Country, and they also love Chinatown, by the way.
Well, I was going to say 12 Years a Slave, but that's a tie with the audience, Dan, me, and him. So how about you break it, Bernie?
I'm going to say, oh, wow, this is so tough.
It's going to be Bernie's fault, everyone.
That's my
fault.
Yeah.
Bernie, y'all.
I'm going to go No Country for Old Men.
All right.
That's moving on into the final four. Now we have Million Dollar Baby and Moonlight.
I'm going to say
Million Dollar Baby for me.
Yeah, right. I got to go Million Dollar Baby. Million Dollar Baby, fuck.
All right. Million Dollar Baby is going to move on to face No Country from Old Men in a minute, but this is going to be a fun one. Birdman and Argo. Probably my two favorites in this whole bracket.
Wow. Birdman.
Birdman.
Yep.
Yeah, that could work. All right.
It's so funny because they're both great, but Birdman is the easy choice, right?
You know what's also funny is that
is that Affleck gets kind of fucked too, again, you know, with from Batman. You know, Batman fucks Affleck again. Yeah. It's like,
poor guy. Poor guy. Is there anyone more memeable than Affleck when he's just caught in the moment in Camden?
There's so many photos of that, man.
There are.
Like of him like leaving somewhere. I'm like, he's like leaving a house. They're like, take a photo of him.
The paparazzi just love that guy.
Get him.
All right. We have got Parasite against The Departed. I know this one's going to be tough for you guys. So Parasite and The Departed for a chance into the final four against Birdman.
Yeah.
Parasite for me.
Parasite, what? You okay.
Yeah, for me.
You're a Parasite.
All right, that is a clean. Wow. Oh, wait. Daisy goes down.
No, I didn't. I said, I. Hold on. What the fuck?
Okay. All
right. I got to say Departed.
Departed. All right. And who said Parasite? Yeah, okay. Kate, where were you?
Oh, I said Parasite.
Parasite. All right. Parasite is going to comfortably move on to the final four. All right. We have the final four matchup here, guys. This is going to be so challenging. Great films. No Country for Old Men against Million Dollar Baby.
Wow.
Million Dollar Baby. And that's because I just, yes, for sure, Million Dollar Baby on that one.
This is my reasoning. That No Country for Old Men, even with Javier Bardem, is it's basically a Western. It's a Western. It's also got Tommy, the hell's his name again? Tommy Lee Schmengel.
Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, who's who I also love. But God damn it. I would have to say that Million Dollar Baby was directed by the single greatest spaghetti Western cowboy that ever lived. So Million Dollar.
There we nice. Go. All right. Kay, you with the boys on this one?
I'm going to say No Country.
No Country. Whoa! Okay. Let's go to the chat and see where they check in. It is Million Dollar Baby for that ending, seems to be the popular choice there. All right. Yeah. So Million Dollar Baby it is. Wow. All right. Who's going to face Million Dollar Baby? Will it be Birdman or Parasite?
Oh, no.
Birdman.
Yeah.
An easy one for Dan.
Both are equally surreal, but I love Birdman. Yes.
I also Birdman. I like enjoyed and was confused and then enjoyed
it. Yeah. It's tough, but Birdman, yeah, I will agree. I agree.
So the
I think what doesn't get enough love in Birdman, the cinematography was incredible, right?
It's so incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Exactly. It was
awesome. All right.
That shot.
Was that it? Did Birdman win this whole thing?
We are in the finals right now. I want to ask everybody that is in the Fogler's Fiction Fest chat, if you are in Facebook or YouTube and you are chatting with us, your choices are Million Dollar Baby or Birdman. Please let us know in the chat who you pick out of those two. And then I will come to you three for your choices. So they're starting to pile in there. Let's see, Facebook. Okay, getting some response in there as well. So I see where they're leaning. All right. Let's go to you guys. Kay, where do you come out on Million Dollar Baby versus Birdman?
I'm going to go with Birdman.
All right. That is one for Birdman.
A few times.
All right. Coop, Million Dollar Baby or Birdman?
I'm going to say Million Dollar Baby.
Woo!
But,
woo!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Daniel-san.
Stop it. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Look, guy. So,
right. Let's go to you guys. Where do you come out?
What was I going
to
say? Where am I? What is it?
Million Dollar Baby or Birdman, Dan?
I feel like we're making such a difference in the world. I want to say Birdman. Let's say Birdman.
All right, Dan goes Birdman. So we are 2-1 Birdman. Let's go to the chat. All right, and Bird in the chat, they're doing the emoji of like eagles and stuff like that. It's all Birdman, but all with emoji. It's so
oh.
So Birdman is the winner from the number two seed all the way to the finals. The best of the last 16 years of Oscar films. Do we even know like what is even like qualified for best picture this year? It's such a weird cinema year with right. what didn't get released, right? It's crazy.
Yeah. If your wrist can repel bullets. Didn't Wonder Woman get like is in like or nominated or
it was they it's definitely them? Released on time. I mean to streaming, but it's still released on time.
I don't know what it is, man. It's certainly not blockbuster. I mean, it's certainly not, you know, money anymore. That's so fucking funny. Who knows? I mean, hopefully it's just that it's a good movie. Maybe it'll be a resurgence of like, you know, like the 70s style movies where people were just like, yeah, let's just make great movies and let's just have people judge them on the content, you know. I don't know. That'd be nice.
It was a wild year. So you want anyone care to guess what the top grossing film of the year was, shortened as it was for public consumption in film?
Was it Soul or something? Like,
when did Gemstones? Wait, never mind. Never mind.
So and this isn't counting any of the stuff that was released to streaming because it's hard to quantify that, right? Because people already paid for the streaming service, all the different factors in that. So it's something that you wouldn't guess, but from the beginning of the year releases.
Was it like John Wick or something? Or is it something like that?
You're in the genre for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That would be cool if it was, I don't know. What is it?
Bad Boys for Life.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
They had the fortune of a January 17th release date. They got 2 full months in theaters before quarantine started hitting. So that is your 2020 box office champion at $206 million.
So
guys, guys, my mustache is starting to look like alive to me. It looks like a fucking caterpillar. I think it's going to turn into a butterfly.
You can see which side is the head of it too.
Yeah, right?
They do a fantastic job of making that even for that you. One.
Yeah, look. Look, it's moving. It's just you cut back to me. It's like a cocoon. Anyway,
so then it's like you know, we'll fly it
off. For years have passed. Okay, hold on. So where are we at? I don't even know. I'm so
we're good. We did the bracket. We did the cosplay, and you know, it's just us hanging. But coming up next is you and Maz. Wait.
Oh, great, guys. I fucking interviewed Maz Mikkelsen. Have you ever met him? You met him? Did you meet him?
Mm-mm. Love his work, though.
Yeah, he's been in the Star Wars franchise. He's in, you know, he's in the Marvel Universe. And
that Valhalla one, was it Valhalla Rising? Is that the right title? Was that the right title? But he's like he just doesn't speak the whole time. He's just killing the shit out of everybody.
Holy shit, you gotta see that then.
It's freaking
okay. I have to say that everyone should see a movie called Another Round, which is appropriate to bring up now because it's Oscar worthy. It really is. And he's just, I think he's magnificent in it. You guys, you should watch the interview. I'm very proud of it. That's probably the best interview I've ever done. He's super cool.
I totally got the name wrong of that. I feel like it. Why can't I think of it? Sorry. Oh, yes, okay. I will watch it. I will watch.
Another Round is the one I'm talking about. Bernie, you did it. We did the cosplay and we did the bracket. And I don't know. I feel like
2 days of 12-hour streams, man. This is wild. But we're home stretch right now. This is exciting.
Are you getting nostalgic?
Yeah, it was a wild ride. We did a lot of work. It was fun. It's always fun doing this stuff.
Wait, so should we just go to Mads? Are we ready to? We're waiting.
We're gonna we're gonna wrap this. We're gonna go to Elvin's got something queued up, and then we'll go to Mads from there.
Guys, this was a lot of fun. Mads Mikkelsen coming up. Cooper Andrews is the coolest gentleman on the face of the earth.
True story.
Kay Dinsdale, who is Ganja Girl, is the coolest one, the coolest lady on the face of the earth. I'll say that. I'm going to say that. How do you feel about that? You feel good?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Good. And Bernie is steering the ship here, man. And
Bernie.
Let's get Bernie around because he put this together.
Legendary host.
Always send you a captain steering wheel, one of those big boat steering wheels.
I'll do the next one in the admiral's hat. Little yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try for the next one. I don't know when it's going to be, but maybe we'll do it annually or whatever. I want to try and get, I'm going to say it right now to put it out into the universe. I want to try and get Michael Keaton for the next
one. All right. Here we go. There we go.
Oh, yeah, guys.
What did you say?
That's awesome. I interviewed Keaton two Octobers ago at down in Texas at Alamo Comic Con.
Well, aren't you the fanciest fancy guy? What happened? What was it like?
It was wild. His, the agents didn't want me to pry about Batman, so I got like a lot of my artillery cut like 2 seconds before I got on stage. But it was still a ton of fun. He's a cool dude.
Cool. We have to make sure that we auction off that painting, and by the end of this Fogler's Fiction Fest, we will send that painting to somebody.
We will put we'll put that link up, and I'm going to get in touch with all of the cosplay contestant winners as well. All the contestants will be getting the Fogler fun packs. It's going
to
be fun,
if
guys.
They don't, and if they the money will go to charity. I think that'll be cool. Maybe the dogs. We'll do like a dog charity since we have like a dog theme here.
This is my Wolverine Doc Brown cosplay last second.
Yes. Yes, Coop.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Let me tell you something. I am a time machine. I'm inside of my body.
Fucking haircut, all quarantined. I feel so human again. So I joined you. I just got it done.
Right, we don't want you to fuck your hair up. But you would have done a Wolverine.
I guess we'll never know because I have an excuse not to. But
I would have liked to see
my Spider-Man 3 cosplay now.
you're actually about to be Geordi LaForge from Star Trek Next Gen right now. There we go. There he is. All right, it's been a blast, guys. So much fun.
Thanks for having me. Had so much fun.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the match.
Cooper's lit.
Much appreciated. Dan, see you soon, bud.